This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 53 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperature keeps fluctuating this morning. Partly sunny today. Nice day on the way, 75 degrees. We'll get to all those stories we've talked about in just a moment. But first, there is breaking news in the WCHL newsroom. We will check in right now with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Police responding to the 4300 block of Pope Road. We've got additional information coming in now and conflicting reports. Chapel Hill Police reporting that they are responding to a gunshot victim, gunshots being fired in the 4300 block of Pope Road this morning. That call came in at 5:30 this morning. One person was sent to UNC Hospital. Now, part of this information coming from WRAL and WRAL reporting that police are now searching for a white four-door sedan with three possible suspects. Those suspects could be armed and dangerous. Now, again, Chapel Hill Police saying that that they don't believe that there is any immediate danger to public in the area. So, still this morning, though, use a little extra caution. You might, if you feel that anything is out of the ordinary, not a bad idea to use a little extra caution this morning. If you need to call Chapel Hill Police or 911, do so. They always say that it's better to be safe than sorry, really, but better to call the police and say that something feels just a little off, if it does, rather than not take that extra precaution. So again, the call this morning to the 4300 block of Pope Road. This is a Durham address just on the border of Orange and Durham counties. The call came in at 5:30 this morning. One person was sent to UNC hospitals, and police reportedly by WRAL looking for a white four-door sedan with three possible suspects. Those suspects could be armed and dangerous at this time. So if you have any information, you can call 911 or call Crime Stoppers. That's 919. We'll have that information
on our website,
chapelboro.com. So, but that's the latest from Pope Road this morning.
Yeah, conflicting reports. Anytime you get those, it's really difficult to know exactly what to do, but always a good idea to err on the side of safety.
Exactly.
So I know that you're going to continue to follow up on this and have more details coming up in just a little while or whenever details become available.
And Crime Stoppers is 942-7515.
Okay,
there
good. Hard to remember all those numbers.
It certainly is.
That's why we put them on our website, so you can read them there. Rand Northam working hard in the newsroom this morning, and we'll talk to you again in just a few minutes.
I'll have the latest as it comes out, too.
Okay, will do. It is 7:10 at WCHL, and back to the regular news this morning. Ironically, another story to report to you this morning about something that, as far as we know, is totally unrelated. A man with a gun near North Carolina Central University's campus on Monday night prompted a lockdown and ended with police shooting and killing the gunman. According to WRAL, again, Durham police tracked a criminal suspect near the campus late Monday. Campus officials locked down the campus at about 10:15 last night as police suspected the person to be armed. The man was found in a wooded area near Cecil and Lincoln Streets in Durham just before midnight. That's when he reportedly challenged police with a gun. At about 1:15 a.m., the lockdown was lifted after police shot and killed the man, according to North Carolina Central University Police Chief Tim Bellamy. Now, the gunman was not a student. His identity has not been released, and it's unclear at this time why Durham police were looking for him in the first place. Again, that took place in Durham late last night, as far as we know, totally unrelated to the story that Rand Northam just had a moment ago. And again, we'll continue to follow up on that and let you know whenever more details become available. Dillard's and University Mall will remain a clearance store in the immediate future, according to a representative from the company. Julie Bull, Director of Investor Relations at Dillard's, said that the store will remain in full clearance mode. That's a quote, and that a timeline has not been set for any further changes. Bull said that 18 of the approximately 300 Dillard's stores in the chain in the United States are clearance centers. A source told WCHL News last Wednesday that Dillard's was leaving University Mall, that negotiations were underway with a non-retail business to replace it. A cashier of the store told WCHL's Aaron Keck last Thursday that Dillard's is likely closing in a few months. She said she also had heard conflicting reports. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places you can buy clothing here in Chapel Hill. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library to the store's location until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they had originally thought. University Mall General Manager Peter De Leon said that he could not comment on the matter at this time, though last week he told WCHL the store would remain in the shopping center. Chapel Hill Fire and Police officials say security system false alarms are costing the town hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, and they want homeowners and businesses to chip in. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Police officers and firefighters have to respond to each and every security alarm in Chapel Hill, but the town's high rate of false alarms is costing the department and taxpayers nearly $200,000 each year. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue told the town council last night that in just the past 2 months alone, more than 95% of the alarm calls his department has responded to have been accidental.
Just between July 9th and September 4th of this year, the police department alone was dispatched to 567 total alarms. Only 25 of those turned out to be legitimate activations. So you can see the numbers speak for themselves there.
Depending on the type of alarm, the standard response usually involves two police officers or as many as 10 firefighters, which is fully half of the available fire personnel on duty at any given time. Blue said prior efforts to reduce the number of false alarms have not been successful.
For a number of years, we've talked to the business community and to neighborhood groups, homeowners associations, Neighborhood Watch, about the issue and about the our interest in reducing those accidental or false alarms. And I think the community gets it, but we have not been successful in reducing the numbers.
Instead, Blue is proposing a graduated fee system for business and homeowners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms.
The interest there is not to generate revenue, although there is an interest in at least recovering some of our costs. But we do know that other communities, when they have instituted a fee structure, have seen that as a more effective way to reduce activations than us just sharing the problem with the community and appealing to them for their help.
Fire Chief Dan Jones told the council this fee would apply to calls from UNC campus, as those account for a significant number of false alarms.
We do respond to the university, and it's a very high percentage. The university is about 30 to 34% of our total workload, and our false alarm rate is about 30%.
The exact amount of the fees has yet to be determined. The council will hold a public hearing on the proposed ordinance on October 28th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Education is the top focus for Attorney June Nelson, who's seeking the appointment to State House District 50 seat. Nelson is the father of a three-year-old girl and says he constantly thinks of what the legislature is doing to the education system in North Carolina, and he wants to change it.
Teacher salaries in North Carolina have dropped faster than in any other state. We are almost dead last in what we pay our teachers. In terms of real dollars, we're stripping money out of our schools. We're giving it to voucher programs. We're taking away master's pay. The Republican Party has basically done everything it can to kind of make things tough for our public schools.
Nelson is a native of Eastern North Carolina, a graduate of UNC's law school, and received his master's from Duke's Terry Sanford School of Public Policy. After completing his education, Drew and his wife Jennifer moved to Durham County. WCHL previously reported that the Nelsons are still residents of Durham County, but they are, in fact, residents of Chapel Hill in Orange County. Nelson served as in-house counsel at North Carolina State and is now a partner at Willis & Nelson PLLC in Raleigh, serving people in the appellate court. Nelson did some work on former Representative Joe Hackney's staff, working with students to become involved in environmental issues on a presidential campaign. Nelson says his career has readied him for this position.
I seek out creative ways to try to help my clients. And I can be tough when we need to be tough. I can be compromising when we need to be compromising. But at the end of the day, I've tried to find positive, creative ways to get to a solution.
Those interested in the House 50 seat are intending to replace Valerie Fouché, who was chosen to fill the Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. This week, Representative Fouché will reportedly resign from the House. She will then be sworn into the Senate. The selection committee needs to be filled, as it's now one person short. That's because Chapel Hill's Greg Meyer resigned his seat in that committee to seek the appointment. Once the committee is filled, a date will be set to choose who will take the seat in the House. We have a full interview with Attorney Drew Nelson on our website at chapelboro.com. Rand Northam sat down and talked with him, and you will hear why he has chosen to make himself available for that seat again on our website at chapelboro.com. The Central West Steering Committee meets one final time tonight before submitting a plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board. This following Thursday's meeting, which not a single item in the plan had a consensus agreement as of last Thursday. The committee has been charged with reviewing maps which lay out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. A major roadblock for the committee is that there are now a half dozen maps on the table as options to present to the planning board. The fifth map is a version drafted by a subgroup of the committee that believed important issues weren't addressed in the other plans. That was presented last week and received mixed opinions. The Central West Steering Committee meets from 4:30 until 6:30 this afternoon in the Transit Building at 6900 Millhouse Road. That is just off Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. Carborough Alderman will take public comment on a plan to rezone land on Hillsborough Road now that the county officials have decided it's not the right spot for a branch library. The 2.5-acre parcel next to Carborough Elementary was rezoned back in 2011 when county commissioners were considering it as a site for the Southern Branch Library. But the idea was abandoned after neighbors complained about traffic and the land proved too expensive. Now the owners are left with no allowable use for that property other than a library, so they're looking to the board to rezone it back to residential. The board will also consider donating $2,500 to the local housing nonprofit Empowerment, Inc. to help sponsor an event to celebrate outgoing Mayor Mark Chilton's years of public service. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 7:18. Time for traffic and weather together. And our traffic report this morning brought to you by Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, traffic so far okay this morning. We've had a lot of other things going on in the newsroom, and Rand is here to take a quick look at the roadways this morning and let you know what's going on.
Yeah, roads are moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501. NC 54 and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. You can always be a WCHL Road Warrior by tweeting us or giving us a call.
All right. Thanks very much. And let you get back to what you're working on right now. Rand trying to get updates on that story that we reported just a few minutes ago on WCHL. And when details are available, we will report it here on WCHL. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other in-store events. Celebration going on all month at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. It is 55 degrees in Chapel Hill. It feels really nice out there this morning. Got a lot of sunshine on the way for today. High today about 75 or 76 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies with the lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s again. Then tomorrow night, we'll get some clouds, lows in the upper 50s. And then on Thursday, back to a really nice day with a lot of sunshine with a high in the middle 70s. So good weather here for the next several days. Nothing to worry about as far as the weather is concerned.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time, 7:20. Though the waters of the June 30th flash flood have long since receded, many area businesses are still trying to recover. A free workshop is being held this week to make this process less complicated and to better prepare our community for future emergencies. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The Disaster Preparedness Seminar is happening Thursday morning at the Carolina Club. A hosting partner, along with the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce and the local chapter of SCORE, a national nonprofit organization which aids small businesses.
We definitely want to provide these experts to the community and provide educational assistance to get people better prepared for these types of interruptions.
That's Andrew Beeman. He's a project manager for SCORE and helped lead Hurricane Sandy recovery efforts after the superstorm tore through the East Coast. Beeman explained Thursday's workshop will be given by Bob Boyd, CEO of Agility Recovery, based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Agility Recovery works to prepare clients for many types of disasters before they happen.
What the SCORE and Agility has done for other communities across the Northeast has been around 10 steps to preparedness. And that's as simple as assessing risk in your community, reviewing your insurance plan, making sure everything is up to date.
The June rainstorm dumped more than 5 inches of rain in just a few hours, affecting shopping centers like University Mall and the shops at Eastgate.
It had been close to a lot of businesses that have been affected by Hurricane Sandy, and we want to pass this knowledge on to Chapel Hill and Carrboro as well.
SCORE mentors will also offer individualized counseling on topics, including how to find appropriate financing options and how to create successful marketing initiatives once businesses get back on their feet.
Well, for recovery, we're able to get people connected with the right resources to get loans and grants to get their business back up and running. And this is free. The workshops we provide and the one-on-one counseling is absolutely free.
Registration is required to attend the Disaster Preparedness Seminar. For more information on how to sign up, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina's 28-20 loss at the hands of Georgia Tech on Saturday dropped the Tar Heels to 1-2 in the season. Football coach Larry Fedora showed a lot of disappointment at the first meeting with the media since the loss. WCHL's Matt Oakes was there and has the story.
The defeat at Georgia Tech on Saturday saw the UNC offense be held scoreless for the entire second half of football. A unit that has long been touted as explosive and dynamic has now been called into question off the heels of a loss in the ACC opener. And at Monday's press conference, a rather blunt head coach Larry Fedora says he just doesn't think his offense is gelling as a group yet.
Well, we're not playing as well offensively. We're just not playing as well. That's as simple as that. I mean, there's a, you know, it would be easy if it was just one thing. If it was one thing, we get that one thing corrected. But there's a lot of things involved in it. You know, we're still just not gelling as an offense yet.
Coach Fedora says there are numerous factors inhibiting the team's ability to get in a rhythm during games, including relative inexperience and the lack of a flow.
You know, some of it is the continuity up front, you know, and the young guys up front. I think there's a lot of different pieces that we're not getting in a flow. You got to keep moving the chains to get into a flow offensively and for everyone involved.
Unfortunately for the Tar Heels, Coach Fedora says one of the disappointing trends for the team is the inability to put together a solid, complete game of football. He says the mistakes just keep piling up and that Carolina has a long way to go to get where they want to be.
You know, I don't think anybody made anything happen, you know, on offense. I really don't in the second half. I mean, we just, whatever we could do to shoot ourselves in the foot and to hurt ourselves, we did. And, you know, that's kind of been our Achilles heel this year.
History seemed to repeat itself against Georgia Tech this year as the UNC defense recorded 21 missed tackles, allowing the Yellow Jackets offense to pick up crucial third down after third down conversions.
There were probably about five of them that would have shut down, you know, third down and got us off the field. And so, unfortunately, we didn't make those tackles.
Coach Fedora declines to comment on the controversial calls from Saturday's game, one of which handed the Yellow Jackets a touchdown, despite obvious evidence that the ball was fumbled before he crossed the goal line. With East Carolina coming into town next, Coach Fedora says the Pirate defense will be a handful for his team in Keenan Stadium.
Ruffin, he's got them playing hard now. I mean, they're flying around, you know, they really are. And I know he's a defensive guy, and I think he's got those guys juiced up pretty good. You look at the three games, what we're doing is watching the film, and they're flying around. You got a lot of guys getting multiple hats to the ball. They've created some takeaways. I mean, so I think they're playing really well.
Tar Heel fans can come and watch Carolina take on ECU at 12:30 p.m. this Saturday. And WCHL 97.9 FM will have you covered, as always, on game day. We will get things started bright and early at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff, and tune in to On the Heels after the contest for an in-depth post-game coverage and live call-ins. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Top-ranked UNC men's soccer team will be aiming to keep its undefeated season intact when it hosts William & Mary at Fetzer Field tonight at 7 o'clock. Apparently, 90 minutes of soccer is just not enough for these two teams. Both Carolina and William & Mary have played to overtime in each of their last four matches, so no one will be betting against some extra minutes of action on Local Heroes Night, where free tickets will be available to all veterans, active military, police, fire, and EMS personnel. UNC keeper Brendan Moore leads the ACC with four clean sheets in 2013. He will enter the game tonight, riding a stretch of not giving up a score in the last 279 minutes. The match can be seen live on Go Heels TV and heard live at 8 p.m. on WCHL following Larry Fedora Live. For the first hour of the game, you can hear the call of Paul Connell on our second stream via a link on our website at chapelboro.com. You can read the story and follow all the latest on UNC men's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. Art Chansky coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL with today's Sports Notebook. I'm Ron Stutz.
Gina Lucas was selling diamonds at one of those big national chain jewelry stores, but told her boyfriend not to get her ring there. Instead, go to Diamonds Direct.
Knowing the quality and the selection that he would have at Diamonds Direct, I specifically directed him to go to Diamonds Direct. The selection at Diamonds Direct is just huge. I did get a better diamond for better quality, better price.
Gina says mega national chain stores just couldn't measure up with lower quality diamonds and cookie cutter rings.
The quality wasn't there. The selection wasn't there.
And now with a Diamonds Direct ring on her finger. Well, Gina had to make the switch, so she left the corporate store and now loves helping people at Diamonds Direct.
We promise the best quality and the best price across the United States, hands down.
Hand-picked diamonds straight from the diamond cutters, the most sought-after designer rings in America, and the kind of personal service you deserve. That's Diamonds Direct.
Everybody knows about Diamonds Direct. Everybody wants to go, oh, I got my ring at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Orange County will offer two $10 rabies vaccination clinics in recognition of World Rabies Day. Both clinics offer one-year vaccinations and will take place on Thursday, September 26th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Public Market House on East Margaret Lane in Hillsboro, and on Saturday, September 28th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Animal Services Center on Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. For more information about the rabies vaccination clinics, please call 919-942-PET. That's 919-942-7388.
I'm thinking about refinancing my mortgage, but how do I know if it's a good idea?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm really trying to save for my kids' college education, but how much is even enough?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Retirement planning? Where do I even begin?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is Mark Brown. At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you, and our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, serving Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our people make the difference.
It's another great football Saturday in Chapel Hill, and we'll be at Bailey Sports Grill, starting with Countdown to Kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. The Rams Plaza in front of Bailey Sports Grill, and Bailey's will be open at 9 a.m. It's Carolina versus East Carolina on WCH. We'll be at Rams Plaza at Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. I'm Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM WCHL. Our pregame coverage streaming live on chapelboro.com. Come get ready for the game with us at Rams Plaza. We'll be live in front of Bailey Sports Grill.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's half off. Spa services available now. With today's deal, pick between a mini massage and mini facial combo for $47.50, normally $95, that offers a 30-minute massage of your choice and a 30-minute mini facial. Or get the mini mani and petite pedi package for $22.50, normally $45, that includes clipping and shaping, followed by a polish of your choice. It's half off from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
7:30 at WCHL. It is 55 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the middle 70s. And pretty good weather on the way here for the next several days.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
There's a lot more bodies from the shopping mall terror attack, the one that began on Saturday and has killed 62 people. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is outside that mall in Kenya's capital, where there's been smoke coming from the complex.
The siege still feels like a standoff. All morning we've seen more Kenyan troops arriving, more paramilitaries. They're widening the area around the mall, securing that perimeter. There's been gunfire coming from inside the mall. All indications that despite assurances from the Kenyan authorities, this siege is not over.
Senior correspondent John Miller on the word from the Kenyan foreign minister claiming that Perhaps two or three of those attackers had come from the U.S.
The real concern is that they get trained over there, trained as suicide bombers, trained in tactics and shooting, and that they're under the radar, meaning we don't know they got there, and that they find their way back, and that is a concern.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
56 degrees, 732, beginning of a nice day at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Breaking news this morning. We're continuing to follow it. Let's check in again with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yes, Chapel Hill Police reporting to the area, the 4300 block of Pope Road this morning. Gunshots and possible suspects on the loose right now. The call came in at 5:30 this morning. One person was taken to UNC hospitals with gunshot wounds. This is a Durham address, again, 4300 block of Pope Road. It is in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill police and possibly UNC police looking for a white four-door sedan with possibly three suspects who could be armed and dangerous right now. Again, part of these reports coming from WRAL and the Chapel Hill police saying, though, I spoke with the lieutenant a little while ago, saying that the public in the area should not be in danger right now. If you do see anything suspicious, though, we do ask that you call Chapel Hill Police or Crime Stoppers. You can, the Chapel Hill Police always say that if there's something that seems a little off, you can always give that call, and better to give that call and be on the lookout and to be more cautious than not. In that kind of situation. So if you see anything suspicious or you see a white four-door sedan, certainly give Chapel Hill Police a call, and they can search that that situation and see what's going on there.
Okay, Rand. Thanks very much for covering this for us. And Rand will continue to try and get updates on this situation and let you know what's going on. But conflicting reports this morning, and we're on it here on WCHL. Stay with us. Dillard's and University Mall remain a clearance store in the immediate future, according to a representative from the company. Julie Bull, Director of Investor Relations at Dillard's, said the store will remain in what she calls full clearance mode, and that a timeline has not been set for any further changes. Bull said that 18 of the approximately 300 stores in the Dillard's chain in the United States are clearance centers. A source told WCHL News last Wednesday Dillard's was leaving University Mall and the negotiations were underway with a non-retail store to replace it. A cashier at the store told WCHL's Aaron Keck on Thursday that Dillard's is likely closing in a few months. She said she also had heard conflicting reports. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill, providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library to the store's location until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they had originally thought. University Mall General Manager Peter DeLeon said that he couldn't comment on the matter at this time, though last week he did tell us that the store would remain in the shopping center. Chapel Hill fire and police officials say security system false alarms are costing the town hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, and they want homeowners and businesses to chip in. WCHL will have that story coming up at the top of our next newscast on WCHL shortly after 8 o'clock. WCHL news time is 7:35. A reminder, we'll have our Chansey Sports Notebook coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. We weren't able to play it a moment ago, but we'll have it for you if you're waiting for that. Education is at the forefront of Attorney Drew Nelson's focus. He's seeking the appointment to the State House District 50 seat vacated by Valerie Fouché. Nelson is a father of a three-year-old girl and says he constantly thinks of what the state legislature has been doing to the education system, and he wants to try and change it.
Teacher salaries in North Carolina have dropped faster than in any other state. We are almost dead last in what we pay our teachers. In terms of real dollars, we're stripping money out of our schools. We're giving it to voucher programs. We're taking away master's pay. The Republican Party has basically done everything it can to kind of make things tough for our public schools.
Drew Nelson is a native of eastern North Carolina. He's a graduate of UNC's law school and received his master's degree from Duke's Terry Sanford School of Public Policy. After finishing his education, Drew and his wife Jennifer moved to Durham County. WCHL previously reported that the Nelsons are still residents of Durham County, but that is not true. They are, in fact, residents of Chapel Hill in Orange County now. Nelson served as in-house counsel at North Carolina State University and is now a partner at Willis & Nelson, PLLC, in Raleigh, serving people in the appellate court. Nelson did some work on former Representative Joe Hackney's staff, working with students to become involved in environmental issues on a presidential campaign. Nelson says his career has readied him for this position.
I seek out creative ways to try to help my clients. And I can be tough when we need to be tough. I can be compromising when we need to be compromising. But at the end of the day, I try to find positive, creative ways to get to a solution.
Those interested in the House 50 seat are intending to replace Valerie Fouché, chosen to fill the Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. This week, Representative Fouché will reportedly resign from the House. She will then be sworn into the Senate. The selection committee needs to be filled. It's now one person short because Chapel Hill's Greg Meyer resigned his seat in that committee to seek the appointment. Now, once a committee gets filled, a date will be set to choose who will take the seat in the House. Rand Northam sat down and talked with Drew Nelson. And we have a full interview on our website at chapelbrough.com if you'd like to hear that. And you'll hear more of his comments throughout the morning here on WCHL. It's 7:37 at WCHL Art coming up just a moment here. Central West Steering Committee meets one final time today before submitting a plan for the Chapel Hill Planning Board. That meeting will take place from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. today in the Transit Building at 6900 Millhouse Road. That's just off Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. WCHL checking in with Rand Northam now and an update on the story we told you about.
Yes, Chapel Hill Police in the area of the 4300 block of Pope Road for a report of a shooting this morning. That call coming in at 5:30 this morning. It is a Chapel Hill, but a Durham County address. Durham County address. The Chapel Hill Police in the area of the Clark Lake right now. That's to give a better idea of where things are. A caller just called in. Appreciate that, letting us know that with the police presence in the area, things feel a bit calmer. Police are still in that area right now and report and responding to that, investigating the situation. One victim was taken to UNC Hospital and not sure of the condition or the identity of that person at this time right now. But again, responding to the 4300 block or near Clark Road, the Clark Lake area of that Durham address, but in Chapel Hill. Durham County, but Chapel Hill. Police are possibly looking for a white four-door sedan at this time with possibly three suspects armed and dangerous. Part of these reports coming from WREL. Chapel Hill Police saying that they don't believe that the public is in danger right now, especially in that immediate area. So we'll keep you posted on the latest as it comes out throughout the day today.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you're just as busy as you can be this morning. I know that you're going to tell us about Chapelbrough in just a moment.
I will.
We'll tell you that everything we do on the air gets put on our website, chapelbrough.com. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes here. And again, at a special time this morning, because we didn't get to it earlier. Here is Art Chansky and what he has to say today.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who's ever in charge of PR for Duke football deserves a Mad Men Emmy. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. For the record, David Cutcliffe is in his sixth year as Duke football coach and has yet to have a winning season. But listening to the PR in the local media, you would think it has been the second coming of Wallace Wade to Wallace Wade Stadium. Cutcliffe's overall record at Duke stands at 23-42, which has dragged his all-time head coaching mark below 500. And in that time, Duke has won 9 ACC games, slightly less than 2 a year. 9 ACC victories in 6 seasons so far. Great guy, Coach Cut, but he hasn't quite turned the Blue Devils into the Stanford of the East or even the Vandy of the ACC, has he now? His entire Duke tenure rests on that beautiful night in the Wally a year ago when the Devils rallied to beat the Tar Heels on the last play and get bowl eligible. Never mind they lost their last 5 games, including the Belk Bowl, to finish 6-7. The stadium was filled, and it was a great game right down to that fourth down TD pass to Jamison Crowder. Cutcliffe is a great promoter of trying counts. He is always on some radio show coaxing people to come out, even if they're not Duke fans, to see some really good football. What the 10,000 or so saw Saturday against a Pitt team that had zero drawing power was a game that nearly surpassed Carolina's 118-point fiasco with Georgia Tech last year. The Blue Devils were always behind due to four turnovers, but always rallying thanks to the 55 points they were on their way to scoring. Unfortunately, Pitt scored 58, so the Dukies can now say what Tar Heels have been saying since last season. We scored 55 points and lost. Two interesting observations came from friends who were there Saturday, beyond the fact that besides them, nobody else was there. Duke doesn't raise nets behind the goalpost to keep extra points from going into the stands, where three or four kids sitting in the end zone can fight over the ball. An umbrella still aren't allowed in the Wally because they are deemed too dangerous. For a cool promotion this weekend against awesome Troy, who? Why not say that kids can keep footballs booted into the stands? Certainly Duke can afford it, and it's a souvenir literally worth more than the price of admission. And give out extra large umbrellas to everyone who does show up and encourage opening them during the game. With another 7 TDs and 2 field goals, think of how many kids will go home happy and all those empty seats that would be covered up. This is Archansky. See ya.
Ouch. 7:42 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. Now let's check in with Rand Northam again, and if we can get on a much lighter note this morning. We've been pretty serious around here this morning.
Certainly, yeah, and yeah. Art kicked that off for us. So.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, what's happening at chapelbrough.com?
At chapelbrough.com, we've got a guest photographer taking pictures at the Community Home Trust's third annual Open Doors event. Some great photos there that you'll want to check out. A lot of great photos in our galleries you can find on our website up in the navigation bar at the top of our website, chapelbrough.com. Just click on photos and you can find all of those. Jeff Danner has a new Common Science column up called A World Without Fossil Fuels. We're far, far away from that, but he talks about the mystical and mythical idea of a world without fossil fuels.
Remember that old song back in the 60s, A World Without Love by Peter and Gordon?
If I were there, I might.
We were doing it. We could do a song, A World Without Fossil Fuels.
I do
I'm
not
sorry.
Remember that one.
That's part of the British invasion.
Okay, gotcha. I'll look it up. I'll YouTube it.
It's a good song.
I bet. And then also Bob Lee has a new column up in Huddle Up With The Heels. It says, The Reason For The Rings. And there's a picture of the Coastal Division Championship rings that Larry Fedora and the squad has now. And, of course, the de facto champions of the Coastal Division last year got some work to do to be the Coastal Division champions this year because now you've got to hurdle Georgia Tech after that loss. So UNC's got some work to do for the rest of the season, but still a very, very young season at 1-2 and 0-1 in the ACC. Yeah. All of these columns and much more, of course, the latest on the Chapel Hill shooting, the latest on the North Carolina Central shooting, and other local information on our website, chapelbrough.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Yeah, and we should add that, as far as we know, those two incidents are totally unrelated.
Right.
One late last night, one early this morning. So
exactly.
We'll continue to follow.
That's right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again and get a look at traffic in just a few minutes. You may as well just go ahead and stay right here. Here with me all morning. It's 7:44 at WCHL. Very busy, Rand Northam. I'm Ron Stutz. Coming up next, we'll take a look at today's commentary from Professor Lou Margolis.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jewel of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsler, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people, and that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet,
bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
55 degrees, 747 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Currently, the Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, Kentucky, Massachusetts Coast Conference is battling the University of Maryland in court, not a basketball court, to, in the words of one attorney, recognize the validity of a conference protecting itself. Protecting itself from what, one might ask? The attorney goes on to say, quote, "This is all about money. I don't think anyone would dispute that," unquote. Well, the president of the University of Maryland does dispute this. He has stated in court documents that, quote, "Membership in the Big Ten Conference brings with it academic and research resources that are vastly superior in comparison to the ACC, and that will enrich the experience of Maryland students and faculty and help fulfill the university's core academic mission," unquote. Roll the laugh track. As we have painfully learned at UNC, the professionalization of college sports, especially football and basketball, has done anything but advance UNC's mission of scholarship, research, and service. Even if university athletics programs were not scandal-laden due to the outdated and unfair model of amateurism imposed on revenue athletes, it's hard to imagine how the scholarly world is in any way advanced by conference membership. Do the ACC philosophers gather at the annual meeting of the American Philosophical Society? I know that there is not a Big Ten caucus in the American Public Health Association. Do the SEC historians at the American Historical Association assemble to debate and refine their analyses to adhere to conference rules? In contrast, it seems that the harms of obsession with money flowing from conference-related television revenues are clear. The integrity of courses is undermined, the average educational outcomes for revenue or profit athletes are hardly satisfactory, vast sums of money are spent on public relations to repair tattered images, and even vaster sums of money are spent on court cases, such as this current effort to block Maryland's conference meanderings. I wonder how many tuition scholarships, research grants, or travel stipends for students to present their research findings could have been funded from the dollars spent on legal fees alone. The core function of universities, the function that makes them fundamental to vibrant nations and cultures, is the unhindered scholarly search for truth. As we say at UNC, lux et libertas. At our peril, we allow the uncontrolled professionalization of college sports to eat away at the foundations of our universities. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carrboro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carrboro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net.
Don't try harder, enjoy more. Imagine experiencing a richer life without the striving, stress, and frustration we can heap upon our lives. My name is Kenneth Fenar, lead pastor at Grace Church in Chapel Hill. There's a better way to do life than gritting your teeth, trying harder, and hoping things get better. Join us this month at Grace Church as we explore a life perspective that is biblical, grace-filled, and fun. Your world will come alive afresh with a new lens on life. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives. GraceLife.com.
This is it. It's football time. And that means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with a Heel section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
Quick time for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. At Cruisers, good to go. Now let's check in with Rand Northam for traffic.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 70s. Feels good this morning. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 52. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s. And then really nice day on Thursday, too. Great weather. 753 WCHL. Let's check in with Dr. Wayne Pond and find out what our word of the day might be.
Hey, big guy. Remember I told you yesterday we're going to look at some words that we kind of know and we think we know what they mean, but we're not exactly razor sharp.
Sounds good.
We were trying uncouth. Well, how about this one? Beautific. Beautific. Mm-hmm. B as in boy. B-E-A-T-I-F-I-C. B-E-A-T-I-F-I-C. Beautific. Now, I know Ron, the president of the Ron Stutz Fan Club, thinks that you're a saint, but I need to disabuse your listeners of that. You haven't been sanctified, elevated, salvistified, and coated in gold. Mm-hmm. Not quite, but you are beatific. What is the meaning of this word, Ron?
Well, you know, it's when you go to what used to be called a beauty shop and you get a permanent. What's the real meaning of the word?
Of or possessing or imparting a state of utmost bliss. Bliss. There's the heart of the matter right there. Of possessing or imparting a state of utmost bliss.
Yeah.
Beatific. Oh, and by the way, I just want to throw in my 2 cents here. I think they ought to put Lou Margolis in charge and just get it over with, and we'll get to some solutions around here.
Yeah, like Professor Margolis.
He's chuckling wisely and not giving away himself there. So, all right, there's your...
Do me a favor and spell it one more time, if you would.
B-E-A-T-I-F-I-C, and it says beatific. I think I'm saying this right.
Yeah, and there's no U in there.
I know, not according to the wordsmith that I'm quoting, mm-hmm. but, you know, this guy spends his night on a barroom floor, so what can I tell you?
Really? All right, well, hey, listen.
All right, man, there's your word of the day. Have a good one. Be a good boy. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too, buddy. Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, coming to you live and direct from Chatham County this morning, as always. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, if you can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7.9 FM, WCHL. Time for the clean joke of the day. Please welcome to the show, Lauren Stafford. One more time, step right up to that microphone right there.
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
First of all, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
You feeling good?
I am.
Yeah? You have a good breakfast?
A fabulous breakfast.
Good. Fantastic.
You know, start the day off right. Boiled egg, 2 cups of coffee,
I'm concerned
and an apple.
I'm concerned about your nutrition.
Hey, I get the protein in there and the roughage. You know, and the cup
roughage.
Of coffee.
Where's the roughage?
Apple.
In that?
An apple.
Oh,
apple a day.
Okay.
Apple a day. There you
all
go.
Right.
Apple a day keeps Ron Stutz away. Apparently, is the new saying. All right. Short, quick, to the point joke today.
Okay.
keep it short and sweet.
So I had to pay attention.
That's right. You have to pay attention.
Might run right by me if
this is a joke about a man talking to God.
Okay.
All right. The man says, God, how long is a million years? Mm-hmm. God says, to me, it's about a minute. Mm-hmm. The man says, God, how much is $1 million? God says, well, to me, it's a penny. The man then says, God, may I have a penny? God says, wait a minute. Oh. If only it were that simple.
I know. Boy, yeah. Hey, listen, have a great day.
Have a great day.
And we will see you next time.
Same place, same time.
Same bat channel.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan Lombardo is proud to serve as transition facilitator for students with disabilities at East Chapel Hill High School. And what is a transition facilitator?
The transition facilitator is most concerned about the student's transition from school life to adulthood. And all the components that are involved in becoming independent adults. We are focused on them moving from the school environment to independent living and the work environment.
Susan Lombardo is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. This is very important work she does. She wants to help students make the transition from the classroom to whatever they do after high school is over.
When we talk about instruction, we're also looking at post-secondary options. Colleges, vocational skill training opportunities, compensatory education classes at the community college level. So the expectation is that our students will continue to learn, just like students without disabilities.
She does her best to find opportunities for these students right here in our community.
We have to think that the community is really where it's at for the individuals with disabilities. And as many connections as a family can make on their children's behalf and their children making is really critical to having a quality of life once they leave school.
Susan Lombardo, transition facilitator at East Chapel Hill High School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's half off. Spa services available now. With today's deal, pick between a mini massage and mini facial combo for $47.50, normally $95, that offers a 30-minute massage of your choice and a 30-minute mini facial. Or get the Mini Mani and Petite Petty package for $22.50, normally $45, that includes clipping and shaping, followed by a polish of your choice. It's half off from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL with local news updates at the top and bottom of each hour and breaking news whenever it happens from Rand Norton this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring, go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. Nice day, 57 degrees, partly sunny, high today about 75. Tonight clear with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, another great day for our forecast.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.